Glory. I'm going to start
Amen.
this morning. I want you to turn to the Gospel of John, and we are going to begin in chapter 10, verse 1. Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 1. We're going to begin there, but we are going to be speaking mostly on verse 10. So let's begin. Gospel of John 10, verse 1. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Okay, I'm gonna stop there for a few minutes. These are, if you have a Bible with red letters, this is the Lord Jesus speaking. Amen. And he's trying, it's almost like a parable, a little narrative, a story that he's trying to give to some of the Pharisees and foretelling the people here, but they couldn't get it. They were still blind. They couldn't understand it. So in verse 7, he says, then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we're going to fix our eyes on verse 10, but the content of this is that the Lord is saying, letting them know, I am the good shepherd. I am the true shepherd. I am the shepherd of life. Amen. And he's trying to contrast robbers and thieves with him. Amen. So here we go. So he's saying robbers and thieves, when there's sheep inside a gate pen, right? In a pen, robbers and thieves will climb over the fence. Amen. Because they're not gonna go through the door. First of all, if anybody has entered into your house, most of thieves and robbers, they'll either break a window, they'll break a lock. They don't go through the front door because they don't have the keys to enter in the right way. They don't have the privilege to enter into those gates, into your door. So a thief or a robber will enter in a different way. And what the Lord is saying here, that thieves and robbers here, just like some of these Pharisees, as we know, they were self-righteous. They were leading the people astray. They were talking about the Lord's commandments, and they were talking, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, you gotta tithe, you gotta serve me, you gotta pay your taxes, I mean, they had all these rules, but yet they were far from making, from doing those same rules that they were talking about. And they were deceiving the people. They weren't really true leaders. They weren't good shepherds to the people. Amen. So he's saying, a thief and a robber, they will enter outside of the front door. They don't have the keys to the front door. So they're going to go over the fence. And when they get into the pen, they're going to steal sheep. They're going to steer the sheep in the wrong direction so they can go astray. Amen? So here, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The Lord is saying here, you know, a good shepherd, the sheep will hear their voice, but the sheep will not hear a stranger's voice. And remember, a stranger's voice or a thief or a robber, amen, they don't have good intentions with the sheep, amen. They want to kill, steal, and destroy, amen. But the Lord says, I am the good shepherd. I am the true and only one. I am the doorkeeper. And no one can enter except through me, because I'm the one that holds the keys. I enter through the door. And the sheep, which is us, amen, they know my voice. They know I'm good. They know I'm going to lead them the right way. And they will follow me because they know my voice. They know that I have good intentions for them. Hallelujah. And they will follow. And when, you know, we know from movies, we know from the story of David, how he led the sheep out, how he tended to the sheep. Amen. And he would open the door, and they most certainly would follow him to green pastures. Amen. That's where they would rest. He would feed them there. Amen. They were fed by the grass, by the greenery of the grass. Amen. Hallelujah. So here in verse 9, you know, the Lord is saying, I am the door. And if anyone enters by me, he will be saved. He's talking about us. Amen. And we'll go in and out and find green pasture. Amen. You know your own grass. When your own grass is not getting enough sun, it's not getting water, it's going to start to wither and it turns brown. Amen. But what the Lord is saying, those who come to me, who follow me, they will be safe. I will protect them. Amen. I will provide for them. Amen. And in me, they will have life, and they will have life in abundance. They will be entering into the green pasture with me. Hallelujah. So the Lord is saying, I am the only way. I go the right way. I am the door. I am the gate. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're going, but I want you to, what I want to really, really Holman is verse 10, because the thief, the robber, does not come except to steal and kill and to destroy. And we know the thief is anybody that is against you. We are the sheep of the Lord. The Lord is the good shepherd in our life. Amen. So we are his sheep. And anyone that does not serve God is going to come as a thief. It becomes your enemy. Anything and anyone that is not for you is your enemy. Amen. And a lot of times what happens is the thief, the enemy, he comes to kill, to destroy, and to steal what God has already purposed in you, what God has already given you. Amen. He comes to disrupt your life. Amen. That's what the enemy does. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So here in these verses, Jesus is making contrast of himself with the false prophets, with the false shepherds, with the false Pharisees, with the false leaders during this time. They're thieves. They're robbing from people. How many, you know, from stories, you know, there were people robbing the people of during that time with taxes. They were overcharging. You know, the Pharisees were self-righteous. They thought they were higher than anyone. Amen. They were not nice to the people. Hallelujah. But the Lord Jesus says, you know, I am the gateway to safety. I am your provision. I am your true freedom. So here, you know, in these verses, it is setting a contrast in these verses, and it's highlighting the people, the person of Jesus, the Jesus as the good shepherd, and those who seek to harm the flock, the thieves and the robbers. And we know because we know we are the sheep of the Lord. We are his sheep. Amen. And we follow the Lord. We are his disciples. And we know from experience that there have been people and things that have come against us to harm us. Amen.
Amen.
Because the minute you are saved, the minute you begin to serve God, the enemy is on the lookout. He is in there. He's in your face. Amen. And he has come to kill, steal, and destroy. So the thief's intentions are harmful. They are destructive. Amen. Then that's why in verse 10, the beginning of that verse, it says that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. And that is so true. Because we know from experience that the minute we got saved, all hell broke loose. People turned against us. Amen. Even family members turned against us. Oh, now you're serving God? Who do you think you are? And they start calling you names. Oh, you're a holy roller now? You know, I've heard that. Amen. But this is what happens. So now, because you're the light, like we said a few weeks ago, you're the light. You have become the light of the world. Well, darkness doesn't like light. They want to remain in darkness. They want to remain blind. But now that the Lord removed the blinders from you, now you know the truth, and the truth has set you free. The truth brought you out from that horrible pit that you were in and brought you into his palace, into his kingdom palace, the Lord's kingdom palace. Amen?
Amen.
So we begin to have haters around us. Amen? Because there's... Mystery loves company, and we're not going to go there. Amen? Because we represent the Lord. We represent the light.
Amen.
But this is, so here the Lord is talking about a thief, about robbers and their actions. One, they come to steal, meaning they come to take away what is not theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? They come to strip away our joy. Remember I said before, in his presence, there's fullness of joy.
Yes.
So the enemy comes to steal not just the joy that we have now that we're in the Lord, now that we have a great relationship with him, now that our blinders were removed and we understand, my Lord gave his life for me.
Yes.
How can I not be grateful and joyful in what he's done for my life? Amen. So not only does he come to steal your joy, now he's come to steal your peace as well. And we know that without peace, we can't function. I don't know about you, but without peace in my life, it's very hard to function.
Yeah.
I gotta be in a quiet place. Amen. As a matter of fact, I was asked to babysit last night. I was like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I need my time. Amen. I need peace. And they got to respect that. Amen. And he also comes, the thief also comes to steal your purpose. He knows, the enemy knows God has a purpose for you. So-called friends that we thought were friends, they know that God has a purpose for you. So-called friends that we have shared our dreams and goals with, they know that God has a purpose and that we're called to do great and mighty things.
Amen.
And some of them become your enemy. So-called friends become your enemy. Why? Why? Because the enemy comes to destroy your dreams,
Amen.
Comes to destroy your goals, come to destroy your purpose, and try to get you to go the opposite way where God is leading you towards. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
The thief also comes to kill. What does he do? He wants to kill your spiritual being, your spiritual state of mind. He wants to bring you spiritual death. And the way he does it, he leaves you from the life-giving relationship with God, and he leads you into temptation, and he wants you to fall into temptation, and he wants to kill that which God has given you, which is life. Amen. He wants you to believe that because you sin, that you no longer have the life that God has so purposely gave up for you. Because it doesn't matter if you fall today, if you fall tomorrow, God is still your life giver. Amen. If you have the Holy Spirit in the inside of you, you accepted the Lord Jesus, he is your life giver. The enemy can never kill your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Only God. God has your timetable. But the enemy wants to kill your dream. He wants to kill you spiritually, and if he can lead you to and tempt you to fall into sin, that's where he wants to lead you. So he'll come up and he'll have, you know, a lot of times sometimes we get friends from that we haven't heard of in years, and all of a sudden they call you or they find you on Facebook, and now they want to hang out with you. But you know those friends are still doing what they used to do. You used to hang out with those types of friends, drinking, going to clubs and stuff like that. Well, your life is different now. And we need to say no. But this is what the enemy does. The enemy tempts you. He brings you the past into your life. Amen. And now you have a choice. Are you going to follow the good shepherd's voice, or are you going to follow the enemy's voice? Amen. Mm-hmm. So remember, the theme comes to steal and kill, and now he wants to destroy. Destroy what? He wants to ruin your life, your new life in Christ. He wants to ruin and destroy the relationship that you now have with the Lord. Amen. He wants to destroy the potential that you have in Jesus Christ. Amen. Because we all have potential. If God called you, if God chose you, there is something for you to do in his kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, this is the thief. We're talking about the thief. We're talking about the robber. We're talking about anyone or anything that is against you as a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, as a sheep of the good shepherd. We are called his sheep. The Lord is our good shepherd, and in him we don't lack. Amen. He's given us everything that we need.
Amen.
He's given us everything that we need to live a life and to live in abundance. So the thief's mission is ultimately destructive.
Yes.
He's seeking to disrupt the life that God intends for you to have.
Mm-hmm.
He comes to destruct and obstruct the life that God intentionally has given you, because he knows what he placed in you. He placed purpose. He placed destiny. He placed talents in you. He placed giftings in you. He has anointed you. You have the unction of the Holy Spirit. And if you would only realize the anointing that is upon you, the unction that is upon you, the same anointing I have, the same anointing that God gave you. Amen. Titles mean nothing. It is the anointing and the unction of the Holy Spirit that was imputed into you, that abides in you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
There's no comparison here. God has given us all the same measure of faith. God has given us all the same anointing. There's no one has better anointing than others. No. Amen. But the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we have to be on guard. We have to be on guard. Amen. And in the second part of verse 10, it says, the Lord is speaking. He says, I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly.
Amen.
So Jesus is the one. He's the life giver. He gives life. Amen. The life Jesus offers is more than mere existence. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It is a life that is filled with purpose. It's filled with meaning. It's filled with joy. There's a future in life with God. You know, in Greek, the word Zoe means life. Life, our life is eternal. It encompasses both the present and future. That's our life. We have a life today, and we will also have a life in eternity.
There it is.
And this life that we have starts at the moment we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and it continues on forever, for eternity, because in God we have eternal life. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And not only do we have life, but he's saying now we have it in abundance.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In abundance. Not a little life, not a life that is less important than the one we had before, but a life filled in abundance. And how do we live that abundant life that Jesus promises? How do we live it? How do we live in this particular life? Well, I'm gonna give you 4 points on how we can live an abundant life, the one that Jesus has promised you and the one that Jesus has promised me. Amen?
Amen.
It is life in abundance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord has blessed us. Hallelujah. You gotta see the blessings of life. You gotta see the abundance of life that we've had since you were born again. Amen.
Amen.
You got to see the change. You got to see the fullness of the Lord in your life. Hallelujah. This is abundance.
Amen.
Amen. That there is an abundance. There is favor in God. There is ability. There is availability. There is promises yet to be to come to fruition. God has given us this beautiful life. Amen. And how we live it out is in these 4 different ways. One, we have to be in relationship with the shepherd, with our good shepherd. 2, we have to have freedom in Christ. Know that his abundant life means freedom in him. Know that to have life in Christ is to have purpose and fulfillment. Know that to have abundant life in Christ is to be in community and in love. Amen. So the first one, we got to be in relationship with the shepherd, the Lord Jesus. He saved us. Amen. He became the great I am. He is the great I am. He is the Lord Jesus. And we need to get to know Jesus every single day. We need to know our Lord. We need to know our Savior. So our abundant life starts with a personal relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
And you have to recognize that he alone is the good shepherd. He's the one that takes care of you. He knows you. He cares for you ultimately in all areas of your life. Amen. He's your provider. He will not deceive you. In him you have no lack. But you got to know that. You got to know who he is. You got to recognize his ways. You got to know who your good shepherd is. Amen. Hallelujah. And John 10 verses 14 and 15, just a few verses over, it says, the Lord says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. Remember I said we are God's own? Amen. We belong to God. But he's so pleased with us. We are his sons and daughters. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay my life for the sheep. Amen. So here we have, the Lord Jesus is prophesying right now. When you read the scripture right here, he's prophesying for what's to come. He's going to go to the cross. He's going to die. But we know from the Gospels, on the third day, he's going to resurrect. Amen. And he's going to come out victoriously. He's going to come out defeating the devil. Amen. The devil's already defeated. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But but look at this. In verse 15, as the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. So here we have a perfect example of relationship. Jesus had a very intimate and loving relationship with Father God. Amen. We read it in scripture. We see it. Like when you read scriptures, I mean, I see pictures. I visualize Father God and I visualize the Lord Jesus and I see the intimacy that they have together. The Lord Jesus didn't do anything except by the Father's will. Amen. He always consulted with the Father. Amen. And he did his will. But they have an intimate relationship. And the same relationship the Father God had with Jesus is the same relationship he wants to have with us. Amen. So we have to align ourselves with him, with the Lord. That means we have to align our lives with his teachings and his purposes. We got to hear his voice and we got to follow his guidance. And we have the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus himself is living in the inside of us.
Right.
So it's so easy to have a relationship with God. All you got to do is know and recognize, Lord, I know you're there and I can talk to you right now. I can pour myself out and I know you're hearing me, Lord.
Amen.
So, Lord, I expect you to answer. Because the Lord says in his word, ask and you shall receive. Just ask God and you will have. You will get it. You'll get the answer. Sometimes it doesn't happen when you want it, but eventually God will answer you. God will answer you. God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
Amen. So, amen. So you know, one of the ways to live out the abundant life, you have to be in relationship with the shepherd. With the good shepherd, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, there's freedom in Christ. To live in abundance, in life in Jesus, you got to know that in Christ, you're free. You're free to worship him in spirit and in truth. You're free to come in and go out. You got to know that as you leave your home, you're leaving in peace. As you come into your home, you're coming in peace. You got to know that when you go out the doors, you're gonna find life out there too. You're going to find the green pasture. You're going to find the goodness of God outside your four walls. You're already inside your four walls. You're already living the green pasture life that God has given you. But as you come in and out, amen, you're still going to be living in freedom. Freedom in Christ. Hallelujah. And the freedom that the Lord is speaking about here is freedom from sin. Freedom from fear. Freedom from condemnation. Because in Christ we have true security. We have true provision. In Christ, we have all that we need. Amen. We are secure in Christ. We are assured in Christ. God has given us that confidence and that assurance. God, I know you're my provider.
Amen.
I know that I'm free from sin because the minute the Lord Jesus was crucified, we were crucified with him. Amen. The second we accepted the Lord Jesus, amen, we became free from sin. We became free from fear. We became free from condemnation. Amen. If you're fearful of anything, run to God. Amen. Because the word says that fear does not come from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That is not of God. That is the enemy trying to instill fear into you. Instill a fear that, oh, you think you can do it. You're not going to be able to do it. You're going to fail. You're going to fall. Mm. Amen. And a lot of times what happens, you know, when we're trying to maybe move up in the ladder, or we're trying to do something new, or we're trying to open up a business and this and that, the thoughts of the enemy start entering in and he begins to instill fear in you. And it says, you think you're going to make it? You're not going to make it. You're going to fail, and you're going to fail hard, and you're going to fall hard. Amen. So fear, he starts putting things in your mind, and fear starts just saturating, you know, the good things and the good ideas and the God ideas that the Lord gave you. But you gotta allow faith to be bigger than your fears. Amen. Because fear does not come from God. It comes from the enemy.
Amen.
Amen. And we gotta learn to renounce shame. You no longer, there's no shame as a Christian. Forget the past sins you committed. There's no more shame in you. God did away with that. The Lord Jesus already took care of that. He paid the price for you. You yes. became a new creature in Christ. You were reborn. You were born again. Born again in what? In Him. In Him. Amen. In true Amen. Life. In abundant life. In a freedom life. Amen. So now you have dominion to say no to sin. That's why he says there's freedom in me, because now you are free to say no to sin. You have the power to say no to sin.
Amen.
And that's key there right there. Amen. Because we don't want to fall into sin when we're serving God. Amen. We don't want to do the same things that we used to do. We were in sin before we met the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And that doesn't mean you're not going to commit sin or you're going to fall short, because the word says we all fall short of the glory of God. But we know we can run to God and repent. And God says, just get up and keep going. Get up and keep going. Don't condemn yourself. Just get up and keep going. So there's freedom in condemnation. You don't have to be shameful. You don't have to feel guilty, because the Lord already paid the price for you. So he's giving you a secure. You are secured in the Lord. The Lord has provided everything you need, including the Holy Spirit. His same Spirit lives and abides in you.
Yes.
Amen. Wow, that in itself, to know that we are secured in God, that is freedom in itself. Number three, God has given us a purpose. So we have a purpose to live out. It's purpose and fulfillment. We have a purpose to live out. Jesus calls us to a life that serves his kingdom. We are all called to serve in his kingdom glory. And like I said before, and that involves using our gifts, using our times, volunteering, amen, using the resources to love God and others. That means contributing to his mission on earth, contributing, you know, through your finances, through your time, amen, hallelujah, mm-hmm. using your talents,
amen,
while you serve in his kingdom. So God has called us with purpose to fulfill that which he has called you and chosen for you to do right now here on earth. Amen.
Amen.
And while you're serving, you're serving in the kingdom of God, and while you're living with purpose, because we are all living with purpose. Because if you're not living with purpose, you're going to be depressed. You're going to be sad. You got to be walking in the Lord's purpose in order to experience joy. Because when you're living with purpose, you're going to experience joy. Because abundant life is characterized by joy, the joy of the Lord. Even in the midst of trials, because your joy is grounded in the relationship that you have with the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And the hope that you have in him. That's how you can experience joy in the midst of some trials, in the midst of tribulations. We can still experience the joy of the Lord. We can experience his peace. Amen. Because we know who God is. We know that we're not alone. The word says God will never leave you nor forsake you. Even in the middle of trials and tribulations, the Lord is with you and he is for you.
Amen.
Always for you. And we need to be mindful of that. This is why it's so important for us to know the Lord, to know our shepherd. The shepherd knows, the sheep knows the shepherd's voice. We got to know God. We got to be in recognition of who the Lord is in our life. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And so the only way you're going to experience the joy of the Lord, amen, you know, you got to be living your purpose in God, your purpose in serving him in his kingdom. And that's by using your gifts.
Amen.
What did the Lord give you? Are you a teacher in the word? Are you a prophet? Are you an evangelist? Are you an apostle? Are you a server? Are you a leader? Then serve in those capacities. Mm-hmm. And volunteer in your church to do great and mighty things for the kingdom.
Amen.
God has resourced all of us with different gifts and talents. Amen. But we have to use them for his glory. Amen. He gets the praise. He gets the honor. Amen. And number four is, you know, to live in an abundant life with Jesus the way he promises, we have to be in community and love. Amen. That means we got to do life together. We're doing life right now together here, right here in this platform. We're doing life together. We're coming together. We're praising God. We're worshiping God. We're being ministered by God. We're ministering to God. Amen. Together. And the Lord invites us into a community where we can experience the love of God. And right here on this platform, we experience the love of God. We experience each other's support. We experience each other's growth. Amen. Because you can't tell me you're the same that you were a year ago. No, you should be growing every day. You should be maturing in the word of the Lord every day. So in community, we can experience each other in unity and in love. Amen. And every day when we come together, when we pray to the Lord, you know, if the Lord puts somebody in the ministry in your mind, that is the time for you to stop and just pray for that person. Mm-hmm. That's being in community. That's being in togetherness. That's living life together. We are part of the Lord's flock. We're called to love one another. Amen. Just the same way he loves us, we're called to love one another. In John 13, if you go to the same book, chapter 13, and if we go to verses 34 and 35, the Lord Jesus says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. That you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples." In other words, you're my followers if you have love for one another. Amen. So here the Lord is saying, you know, you wanna live out an abundant life, the one that I promised you, then you need to be in community and love. Amen. That means we have to love one another. Amen. We have to edify one another, exhort one another. Amen. When somebody needs to be heard, you just be an ear to hear what they have to say. Amen. Let them just speak out what they're feeling. It's okay. Hallelujah. As long as you edify them, you support them, you're there for them, you encourage them, be an encourager, not a discourager. Amen. We need to live life together, but live it well. Live it in goodness, like the goodness of the Lord. Live it in joy. Live it in peace, not in disaccord, not in disunity, not in disharmony, but we have to live life together in unity, in harmony, in love. Amen. Without chaos. Amen. In agreement. Hallelujah. And it's okay to agree to disagree. That's okay, as long as we don't sin against one another, as long as we don't disrespect one another. It's okay, because we're all made different. We're all unique in Christ. So yes, sometimes you're gonna have a perception that may be different than mine, and that's okay. Amen. But that means living life together. That means that just tells you that we're all unique in Christ. Amen. So, and we have to be the light. If you're in community and in love, your light is shining. Like I said a few weeks ago, you are the beacon of light, and within your church, within your community, within your home. And as being the beacon of light that you are, and being the light of the world that you are, that is your abundant life, because your abundant life will testify to others who you are in Christ. And what that light does, it draws others onto the hope and the joy that we have in Jesus Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's what light does. It illuminates, it brightens. It encourages. The light of God is like none other. Amen. When people see you, they should see the light of Jesus. They should see the hope of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you got to remain in community and in love with one another. Amen. So here we have the Gospel of John 10:10. It encapsulates the essence of Jesus' mission. Amen. And he makes a contrast between thieves and robbers and himself. Hallelujah. Between his purpose and the intentions of the thief. The thief comes to rob us from our joy, from our peace, kill and destroy. He seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Lord offers us life in its fullness. In its fullness, a life of relationship, a life of freedom, a life of purpose, and a life of community.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to leave you with this, that as we reflect, as we meditate and ponder, and as we reflect on these verses that we just read, you need to ask yourselves, are you living in the fullness of life that Jesus offers? Are you staying close to the Good Shepherd, listening to his voice, and following his lead? How can you embrace and share the abundant life that Christ has given you? Ponder on these. Reflect on these. Amen. And together, let's strive to live out the abundant life in Christ. Amen. And may our lives continue to be the beacon of his grace and the truth in a world that desperately is in need of it. Amen. So let's strive to remain and be the beacon of light and live your life in abundance, the life that God already has promised you. Live it out and live it well, church. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.